All right, well, welcome up here, children. I noticed this morning, as on the way over here, that I would be doing a children's sermon. So here we go. Who do we have up here with us this morning?
Benjamin.
Amos.
Jesse.
Maggie.
Ruthie.
All right. Well, so I noticed in our bulletin as I was coming over here this morning that we have a celebration of July 4th coming up, and it says, God bless America. What do we celebrate on July 4th? What's the big idea? Anybody give it a shot?
Celebrate the fallen people.
Sort of. Yeah, what big virtue, well, that's probably not the right word. What's the point of July 4th? That, yeah, fallen people, yeah, the Revolutionary War.
USA's birthday?
Okay, the US's birthday, good, yeah. Same kind of idea, or freedom was maybe what I was fishing for here. So yeah, freedom. What kind of freedom do we celebrate in the United States? What does that mean? Okay, freedom of religion, yeah, to worship who we choose. What else? Okay, the Constitution. Okay, yeah, we're getting there. Yeah, I needed a longer drive over from the Whitlock's house to really think this through. So, yeah, freedom. The idea being that, we celebrate things like freedom of religion, freedom of assembly, freedom to do all sorts of things. But in our Galatians 5 lesson this morning that we're about to hear, Paul says that we have freedom in Christ. How is that different from the freedom that we celebrate in this country? What do y'all think? What kind of freedom does Christ give us? What do you think, Amos? Not sure? Well, the freedom that Christ gives us is the freedom to love our neighbor as ourselves, is what he says, and we're going to talk about this a little bit more in a second, how this is a very different kind of freedom than what we might be celebrating next month. Okay, well, on that note, would anybody like to pray? No. Okay, that sounds good. Why don't I pray? Lord God, thank you for these young disciples who you've called together. Be with them by your Spirit on their journey to you. It's in Christ's name that we pray. Amen. Well, good morning. Our Hebrew Bible lesson this morning comes from 2 Kings chapter 2, verses 1 through 2 and verses 6 through 14. Listen now in these ancient words for God's word to us afresh today. Now when the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven by a whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha were on their way from Gilgal. Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here, for the Lord has sent me as far as Bethel." But Elisha said, "As the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So they went down to Bethel. Then Elijah said to him, "Stay here, for the Lord has sent me to the Jordan." But he said, "As the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So the two of them went on. 50 men of the company of prophets also went and stood at some distance from them as they both were standing by the Jordan. Then Elijah took his mantle and rolled it up and struck the water. The water was parted to the one side and to the other. And the two